If you're on a journey and you're searching, that means you ain't discovered, boy, the treasure that hid in all of the wealth of knowledge and information that's out there, man, concerning theology or the study of God. And all those different books and everything else, all the writings, everything, all of it, all the knowledge, everybody's opinion of it, everything else, all the books wrote about it, everything, the Bible and all of it, all everything. In it, man, is a treasure. The Bible says the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that's hid in the field. And when you find that treasure, man, you go sell everything that you got, and you come back and you buy that field. You're getting that word, boy, so that you can discover, not only discover that treasure, man, but possess that treasure. Boy, this that treasure, man, you know, that I found, that all of the kingdom of heaven, all of heaven, all of heaven, all the attributes of heaven, all the peace of heaven, the joy, all everything that heaven could consist of, all that heaven is, all that we striving to get to heaven, man, and enjoy that whole lifestyle and all that. Well, I found out, man, that it wasn't in the sweet by and by. I found out that it was in the right here and now. I found out, man, that it was an atmosphere and an environment that's created, man, by the literal presence of the Lord. I found out, man, that in it, man, you know everything is all right. And I found out, man, that it was nothing that I could do, man, to get there, to get in there, man. It was just like it was back in the beginning when in Genesis chapter 2, when the Bible say after he created man in his image and his likeness and everything else, then the Bible say this, then God planted a garden in Eden. And he called it Eden. He planted a garden. You know what he did? Well, let me make it plain and simple for the sake of time. He took the same environment that heaven is, that he lived in, that he had, where he is and everything, that same environment, that same atmosphere, that same presence of him himself, man. He took a piece of that, man, and brought it down and planted it on the earth. A little piece of heaven. That's the garden that he planted in, called Eden, where his presence was, or their life a place. And it had an open door to it, man, you know. And then the Bible said, watch this, and God planted the garden. He's the one did. This ain't what man doing. God planted the garden. And then the Bible said, and God placed the man in the garden. It didn't say man discovered the garden, a man found the garden, a man ran up on it. No, this is what God did. And God placed the man in that atmosphere and in that environment and that delightful place. And from that place, he told him, man, to be fruitful, multiply, subdue, and make the whole earth just like this environment here, just like this little garden. I mean, you've been praying it all your life and really ain't realized what you've been really praying. We've been praying it for a little bit of children. What we pray, you know, even before you start asking God to do things for you, even when you say it in your prayer, you don't understand it, you're really saying it. What you say? Our Father in heaven, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, thy kingdom come. And let thy will be done. Well, on earth, just as it is in heaven. He's praying it all the time. Lord, let it be on earth like it is in heaven. Well, because that's what his desire was all the time. That's what his desire always has been. That's what he... So he planted the garden and he placed the man in there. And from there the man started growing. And it was not until the man got put out of that place till he began to malfunction. Just like if you take a fish out of water, you can't live. Just like if you take a plant out of the soil, you can't live. Just like if you take mankind who God created and planted in that garden, out of the garden, you can't live. You know the story, man. Mankind, man, got separated from God, and we begin to do just like the fish do. You know, when you get him out the water on the pole, he just wiggling and flopping and everything else. Why? Because he out of his natural environment. He in a whole different environment, and he just flapping all over the place and everything else, man. Even when you get him in the, what you call, he's still flapping and flopping and everything else, man. Because it's all, he this all disoriented, man. You know, discombobulated. He, why? Because he out of his... And he's just flopping and everything else. What are you trying to do? He's trying to get back into his water. Same way with our lives, man. When we got out of the presence of the Lord, man, we're just flipping and flopping and everything. Everybody got this opinion and our opinion. This is what I believe in. Just flipping and flopping. Everybody trying to get back. But what I come to tell you, man, Jesus Christ, man, took, man, that hook that the devil stuck in mankind's mouth. He come, man, and unhook that hook, man. And destroy the power of the devil who had us hooked and out of our position, flipping and flopping in life, man. Why? So that you could come back into the Garden of Eden. That's what Jesus Christ came to this earth and did. That's what God did through Jesus Christ. He come and reestablished that Garden of Eden, that atmosphere and everything else then. And then, man, he went and cleansed us up from all our sins and all our unrighteousness and everything else, man. And then he taught, man, the disciples, man, you know, how to function, man, once you get back into the Garden of Eden, how to live from there. He taught them the functioning principle. And I read the New Testament, man, I saw in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that's what I discovered. What God was doing in Christ Jesus. That's why I say he's giving us a ministry. What ministry? To go into all the world and let the world know that God was in his son, Jesus Christ. He loved you so much. He loved us so much, man. He come down here himself in the person of his son, man. So that he might have many sons like you and I, man. They can do the same thing, man, that he did. What? Go into all the world. Just like Jesus did. Came into, and just like he told the disciples, go into all the world. Just like, man, he's saying, watch what he say. He told the disciples, go into all the world and make disciples of all men. They didn't say go make Christians out of them. And Baptists and Methodists and all the different denominations that we follow up under. Yes, if you want to follow up under that one, that's fine and everything else. But do what? Go, man, make disciples out of them. What you mean a disciple? A student. Go teach them. Don't just go stir up their emotion and get them excited and everything else and they don't know nothing, man. They don't know how to get there in here and they don't know how to come out of darkness and everything else. They want to. But they don't know how. They're being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So he said, go and make disciples of all mankind and teach them what I taught you. And boy, he taught them, man, all about the kingdom of God. He taught them about the kingdom of God. Let me tell you something. At the beginning of Matthew, in the four gospels, I told you when I started reading, man, as though I'd never read it before, I saw that, man, a prophecy was fulfilled, man, back in the Old Testament. What prophet? Isaiah said it. Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And, man, a government shall be upon his shoulder. And, I mean, and he's going to establish the kingdom of David and set up on that and rule and reign. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. He said he had a government on his shoulder, though. That's important. What he had, man, important. Boy, he had the Garden of Eden, man. He had the ruling, he had the ruling influence, man, of God and of the kingdom of hell. That's what he came with it, with his up on his shoulder with. He had the governing influence of hell. He had the governing influence of Almighty God the Father. I'm gonna say that carefully as you mean. He had the governing influence of heaven, man. He had heaven backing him up. But he had the Father, man, the Most High God, the Creator of the universe, man. Bagging him up, man. He come, man. Why? They was bagging him up. Because, boy, he was establishing, man, their governing influence, God's governing influence, what he was doing. And, man, when he got in on what he was doing, then all of the kingdom, all of the governing influence of heaven could begin to operate in our lives. I mean, when we cease from our works and enter into, man, what he's doing, find out what he's doing and enter into that. And boy, you'll find a rest. You'll find a peace that you don't. When you know, man, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, when you know that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, Listen, they came back rejoicing and everything else. And you say, hey, listen, you're rejoicing, and that's a good thing. But I'm going to give you something even greater to rejoice about. Here's the greatest thing that you can rejoice about. What, Arthur? Your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But you, why rejoice about that? Let me tell you something, man. The Bible says, man, whoever name was not written in the Lamb's Book of Life was cast into the lake of fire. What you mean, Arthur? Man, you ought to fix this and settle this in your heart and your mind, man, that you ain't going to a devil's hell. That right there is enough for you to rejoice all the days of your life, man, that you saved. There ain't nothing you done. I told you, God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world back unto himself, not imputing man trespasses against them. Then he told us, man, he's giving us that ministry. Now you go. And you take my place and you do the same thing. You tell them to, you go and do the same thing. How, man? Just like Jesus did. He said, I didn't come into the world to condemn the world. When I come and looked at all the people out there that the religious groups and organizations look at, man, and see them as outcasts and everything else, I didn't see them like that. I saw a man just as important as those who were seeking, man, the God, man, every day. I saw them just as it was just as important as those who were in the temple every day. I saw them out there, man, who, man, didn't have no relationship with God, and the drug dealers and the wine brewers and the prostitutes and the homemongers and the sinners and all those who were dead and trespassing in sin. I didn't see them, man, as outcasts, and them. I saw them, man, as my brothers and sisters who were lost. I didn't have but one desire. Lord, what? It's the fields are ripe for harvest and the laborers are few. And you can look past all my faults and all my mistakes. You can use me. I'll go. Lord, I got some issues and I got some problems, Lord. But I'll go, Lord, and I tell them. I do just like what you did me 40 years ago when you spoke to my heart, man, through a radio broadcast. Here it is 40 years later, man, I'm on a radio broadcast. I go, Lord. Just like that radio broadcast back then changed my life, Father. If you want to change people's lives through this broadcast, Father, I go. You can use me, Lord. I go and tell everybody, man, under the sound of my voice, boy, that you love them. And that there's nothing that can separate us from your love. I go and I tell them, Father, that you have prepared a place for them. And that place that you have prepared for them, Father, is not in the sweet by and by, but it's in the right here and now. It's called the kingdom of heaven. That government that Jesus Christ bought and had on his shoulders and that he established on this earth, Father. That invisible kingdom, Father, that's more real than this seen realm and this seen world, Lord. I go and let them know, Father, that that's real. It's at hand. It's at hand. It's within their reach. It's right there. I go and let them know, Father, that the flaming swords and the angels with the flaming swords, man, that protected the way to the tree of life so that mankind couldn't get in it, man. I let them know, Lord, that them angels, Lord, that they are no more. And what you replaced it with, man, is a door. An open door. An open door. Into a delightful place. A place flowing with milk and honey where there's peace. Where there's love. Where there's joy. Where there's sovereignty and dominion and royal power, where there's peace and righteousness. And I let them know, Father, that all those who on the road that wide and lead to destruction, even those, Lord, who are your children on that road, Lord, that road don't just consist of, man, all the people that are lost. There's a road, Father, in your family, Father, that's wide and lead to destruction too, Father. They don't know who they really are. And they're still living under the beggarly elements of this world system. And that system, Father, is wide and lead to destruction. You go onto every road that's wide, that's outside of the will of God for their life. What the will of God is, kingdom come and his will be done in our lives here and earth. What his will? He's not willing that none should perish, but that all men might be saved and reconciled back to him, and that his purpose and plan for their life be fulfilled. What is his plan and purpose for your life? That, man, you be just like him in character and in nature. That you have the same nature, where we get the word natural, where you are naturally just like him. Everything that he is, you are in the same character. And you have sovereign reign over all every circumstance, situation, and symptom, man, in your life. You don't reign over nobody else's life. We reign over Jesus. Listen, Jesus wasn't reigning over people's life. He was reigning over every circumstance, situation, and symptom in his life. When they brought the dead, the sick, or whatever to him, man, when they came to him, he didn't heal everybody that was over there, but all those who came to him, he healed them all. If you came to him, baby, you came within his circle of influence, and baby, he ain't gonna let no sickness or disease or devil or demon or nothing else rule and reign, man, in his circle of influence. Not in his life. Say, all you, if you come under me, baby, let me tell you something, I will in no wise cast you out. If you come under me. Yeah, but you gotta, you know, if we just tell them about the gospel of Jesus Christ and everything else, then we just coming unto him. But he put a good bait. Hallelujah. He put a good bait over that come unto me. He showed you everything that was behind. Listen, my time is almost up on this broadcast. I want to share something with you and open you up to it. You know, I got to get started early by saying my time is up on this broadcast. Because I know when I say that the other times, man, I really just be getting wound up. But listen, we ended our last week broadcast saying this. And I just trust that all I'm doing again, I'm just scattering seed. I'm just sowing seed. I'm just an ambassador of Christ. I'm just doing this to the best of my ability. Like I told you, as I read those four gospels, man, Jesus said, hey, now go into all the world and make disciples of all men. I just come on here to share with you the greatest story that ever been told. To not just inspire you, but to inform you. These are words of exhortation to exalt you, to build you up, to strengthen you, to encourage you, to educate you, to inform you, not to hype you up, to build you up. Hallelujah. So that you can go from being just a little bitty baby to an adolescent to a child, man, all the way up, man, to a son. See, it's a difference between being a, you can turn it down just a little bit. It's a difference between being just a child of God and a son of God. See, a child is all of us when we come into the kingdom. But, man, you know, a son of God, maybe that's one who's been discipled, grow up, know who he is in Christ Jesus. The one that man can go into. Because see that road that's wide and lead to destruction, no matter where it's at, is if it's in the Christian world or if it's in the world out there, they've got both of them. And they, hey, listen, before you can go on that road and get those of us on there, the Bible says you can't go into the strong man's house and spoil his good till you first bind up the strong man. For this reason was the Son of God manifest to destroy the works of the devil. Hey, listen, if the good news that I'm talking about, if it's hidden, if it's blind and the people don't know about it, hey, listen, ain't the people, it's the God of this world system. That's the devil who have blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts to seeing they see not and hearing they hear not. That's why I see this whole thing is for to build us up, man, you know. Tell man we can, man, realize, man, that, hey, the devil is a defeated foe and all the authority and all the power that he had, man, in times past before Jesus Christ came. He been stripped of, man, everything that Adam gave to him, man, the sovereignty and the dominion and the raw power. Jesus Christ come, took it back from him and gave it back to you and I, man, and taught, man, you and I and those four gospels, man, how to live, man, in the kingdom, man, of hell. Another way of putting it, man, come on back into the Garden of Eden. What's the Garden of Eden, man? It's a spot. for a moment with an open door into a delightful place, the presence of the Lord. We call it in the Bible, you know, in the gospel, the kingdom of heaven. Well, come on into the kingdom of heaven. That's what Adam was. That's what God planted in the garden. That's what God placed Adam at. And from that place, you can fulfill your destiny. Not out in the wilderness. The wilderness is just an experience, man, to get Egypt mentality out of us. So that we can love one another, man. So we come out the elementary thing. What do you look like, man? Here are our brothers and sisters in Christ, all saved by grace, man. And man, we can't even get along. One backbiting and plotting against the other. Man, come on now. And boy, those who see that, man, you know, it's hard for us to it ain't easy, man, to be able to deal with that, man. When you know, the ones who are supposed to be edifying you, man, will be the same ones stab you in the back. The ones supposed to be building you up and strengthening you, man, you know, same one who will be talking about you, man, and gossiping and everything else about you. No, he said, I'm going to raise up some sons, man, you know, who know, man, how to go into all the world and let the world know that I'm in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world unto myself. And, man, I'm ridding the world of all open rebellion. How are you going to do that, Lord? Through my church. I call my church, man, you know, and I'm building my church in the gates of hell, Jesus said, ain't going to prevail against my church. And my church, man, going to go into all the world. And my church is a glorious church. And my church is a victorious church. And ain't no weapon formed against my church going to ever be a problem. Because I'm with my church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And everything that the Father sent me to do, that's what I sent my church to do. As I am, so is my church. As the Father sent me, so send I my church. Go love people. Go share the love of God with people. I told you, man, you know, we preach the gospel of Jesus. He told me, hey, that's a good thing, Lord. He said, but I discovered something. What he meant when he said, we preach the gospel of Jesus. I discovered that treasure. I discovered the gospel that Jesus preached. And all the good news that we preach about Jesus was contained in it. But the good news about Jesus wasn't the central focus. The good news, man, was about, man, the kingdom of heaven and all those things that was behind. Hey, when he said go into all the world and make disciples of all men, he's not just talking about the apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. If we have been doing our job like God had told us to do it, just say, then we've been raising up the church to do that. That's the church. That's the ministry of the church. That's the ministry. That's your ministry. And not for you to wait on every Sunday, man, you know, for the preacher, man, to come and preach you a sermon. No, but for you to go, man, and minister some sermons yourself, to go and share with anybody come in contact with you, man, you know, hey. The love of God, the gospel of the kingdom. What you mean the gospel of the kingdom? When he say go, he giving us the ministry of reconciliation, I close with this. It's like this, you know. To preach means to publicly declare. In other words, man, to publicly declare a message. To teach means to instruct for change. Okay? So when we come on here preaching, you know, we advertising. We put an advertisement or advertisement is the same thing as preaching. What? They publicly declaring a message to the public. What's the purpose for them doing that? So that the public can get, hallelujah, their product. So they come on a television or a radio or whatever, and they advertise their product. They tell you all about their product, you know. They show you the good functions, man, of their product, man. They show you the product and everything else, man, you know. They tell you all about the product. And host, man, that was, you would get their product. They don't come on in and advertise the manufacturer. They don't come on there and talk about all, you know, everything, and just talk about how great the manufacturer is and everything else. No, they're talking about the product that the manufacturer has. So when they say, man, you know, when you preach the gospel of Jesus, man, you know, it's like going, man, and getting on the it's the same thing. They say, when you go and preach, you go and tell people, man, about the door, the manufacturer. You go and when you preach the gospel of Jesus, you know, you're just telling them about the door. And they don't know nothing about what's behind the door. And your door is a marvelous door. Your door is a great door. Your door is an awesome door. And there ain't no door like your door and all that great and everything else. But if you come on there, man, you advertising your door all the time, man, and telling about your door and everything else that your door did and how your door do this and how your door did this and how your door did that. Ain't no bad thing. That's a good thing. And you can stop there, boy, and talk about the door and worship the door and everything else, man. And when all the door is just an entrance into something. So when we go and preach just Jesus to them, man, and just the gospel of Jesus and the good news about Jesus, man, they come to the door and they admire the door. But baby, if they knew what was behind that door, if we came on there and preached to them, man, what was behind that door, all the things that was behind that door, the peace, the joy, the fulfillment of life, the treasures of heaven, the glory of heaven, the sovereignty and dominion and royal power, man, that you were designed to live in and operate, the real, flowing with milk and honey, a promised land, all that's behind the door. Jesus is the door. The gospel of the kingdom of heaven, that's all of heaven and everything that's behind that door. So when Jesus come preaching, man, he come preaching, man, everything that was behind that door, that's what he came preaching and talking about. He wasn't talking about him. He was talking about all the things that was behind that door. Hallelujah. The boy, when he told the people, man, about all them things that was behind that door, he wasn't just enticing words of his wisdom, man, but it was in demonstration and in power. Then, man, when they wanted to know, man, then, you know, when he told them about everything that was behind the door, then the people wanted to know, man, how you get in there? How you get there? Then he told them about the door. Same thing with the gospel of the kingdom and the ministry of reconciliation. They go into all the world, man, and tell people, man, you know, not about our church and our denomination and the little elementary thing that we know, but you need to really know what's going on, what God is doing. You go into the world and tell the people what God is doing, man, it ain't nothing but good news. But you're living in a dispensation of the grace of God. Well, man, I'm talking about ain't nothing coming from the throne of God but his grace and his mercy. Isn't the invitation once again is for you to come on in, man. The door is open. They got a lot of things. We ain't got to even start talking about what's behind the door. I just tell you, man, that there is a kingdom. There's some things behind there. And Jesus is the door to it. Come on in. Listen, my time is up. Hey, it's always an honor and a blessing. It's not about who I am and this and that. You know, it's just as long as the word go forth, you know. It's an honor and a blessing to come and just scatter the seeds of the kingdom of God in your life. Now I'm going to go home, go to bed. I don't know how. But the earth is going to bring forth up itself. The blade, the ear, then the full calm. I speak a blessing in your life and decree and declare that every need that you have is met. Everything is all right. No weapon formed against you can stand. You're in the kingdom of God, under the shadow of the Almighty. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts has been a tremendous blessing to your life. We pray and speak the blessing of God upon your life. And if we can be of further service to you, please feel free to contact us at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry. Our phone number is 713-870-3776.